to another episode of the Modern Manifestation Podcast. I'm your host, Bree Brown, a lettuce-hating, wine-loving, curses-like-a-sailor, recovering perfectionist. Having thrived in a male-dominated, commission-based industry, I'm passionate about helping women boldly pursue their life goals. In this space, we build confidence with our mindset, manifestation, and spirituality. I believe that your life manifests as a result of who you are, not what you do, and that your personality creates your personal reality. Join this growing community to increase your net worth by increasing your self-worth. Now let's jump into today's topic. Hello, hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Modern Manifestation Podcast. In today's episode, we are talking about something I brought up in the last episode, the terror barrier. It's one of my favorite topics, and you're going to hear why. But before I jump into today's topic, I wanted to address a couple things. First of all, I wanted to say thank you, Emily, for your recent Apple review. I did read it, and I really appreciated not only the length, love that, but also all of the feedback that you had as a part of it. And yes, I do read all of these reviews. And I also especially love that you said that you disagree with me on some things, because I don't want any of you to agree with every single thing I say. I don't. Like, that's not a healthy relationship between the two of us. I want you to question things that I say, figure out what resonates and what doesn't. We operate in our own spheres of influence. We operate within our own realities. So while I hope that things I say are helpful, they are never, ever intended to be taken at face value as fact. Always figure out what applies to you and what doesn't. And take the things that resonate and that really help you and leave the rest behind. So thank you so much for everything you wrote in your review. I thoroughly loved it. I found it entertaining, and I really appreciate you for taking the time to write that. Okay, now let's jump into today's topic. And y'all, tonight I had very different plans for what I was going to do with my evening. Like, I poured a glass of wine, I had a cheese board out, and I was ready to finish up This Is Us because I'm on the final season and I have like a few episodes left. And I'm sitting there, and I just posted the other podcast episode. And I sit down, I'm getting all comfy, and all of a sudden I'm just like, I have this naggy feeling. Not really naggy, it's like more like excited feeling, like, oh, I just really want to do that other episode. And you know what? I grabbed my glass of wine, I got myself in here, and I decided that we're going to go ahead and just record this episode, because for whatever reason, I'm feeling myself this month. And so we're just going to keep this momentum going. And I'm a firm believer that when the energy strikes, when you're feeling excited and you're feeling that spontaneity and you're feeling that good energy that like a new idea or action creates, you just got to go with it. So that's one little bonus tip to today's episode is if you get that spark, just run with it. Just do the thing. So like, as an example, cold calls is a big part of what I do. And sometimes over the weekend, I all of a sudden have the urge to do it. And you know what? I just do it. It doesn't matter that it's a Saturday or a Sunday. Like, yes, I want to be cognizant of my mental health. And yes, I want to be cognizant of the fact that it might be weird that I'm leaving a voicemail for someone on a Saturday or Sunday. But I just run with that excited energy when it presents itself, because I feel like there's always a reason it's there at that time. And then, of course, I give myself permission. Like, if I did end up working a little bit over the weekend, I'll give myself time during the week to take off. And of course, I have the privilege of doing that because I'm commission-based and I'm in sales. And I don't want to get off on too much of a tangent about this topic, but just run with the energy when it comes to you. And I think that's going to be very appropriate to leading into today's conversation about this terror barrier, because it's very much tied to that conversation, and you'll see why. Okay, so what is the terror barrier? First of all, this is a concept. The first time I heard about it was when I was taking Bob Proctor's Born to Be Rich lecture series. And when he talked about this, all of a sudden, so many things clicked in my brain. Like, why, whenever I was younger in sales, like, why it took me so much longer to be able to pick up the phone and make cold calls? Like, why that was so scary to me at first? Why it was so frightful? Why I felt like, as a woman, I didn't have a place in sales? Like, so many, and not just in sales, right? Not just in career, but so many aspects of my life. There were times when I ran up against this terror barrier, and there were times I crossed, and there were times I didn't. I shied away. But when he put a name to this, all of a sudden, it just made so much sense for me. So, the terror barrier is the invisible line between what you know and what you do not know. In other words, your known and your unknown. It is the threshold that you have to cross in order to manifest the things you want in life. And I know that's not going to be comfortable for a lot of people to hear. But you have to cross this barrier to make change. It is the brief pause you take before you decide to do something radically different, even if and when it scares the shit out of you, instead of talking yourself out of it. So the terror barrier is really that fork in the road between the decision to act and the decision not to act. The moment that decides whether we stay on the same path or we potentially up-level to a new one or just change directions. And all it takes to cross is the decision to step into this unknown. A decision and a commitment to take the action that scares the hell out of you. No one has ever manifested the life of their dreams by staying comfortable, by maintaining that status quo, by staying exactly where they are, staying safe the whole time. And as Bob Proctor said in his seminar, you will step forward into growth, or you will step back into safety. But safety can also be a prison. Bad habits are a prison. And only those who take risks are truly free. So just let that marinate for a second, because this rocked me. You're either stepping forward into growth or backward into safety. So this illusion of really staying in the same place doesn't really exist. Because when you're not choosing to make change, you're just degressing. Is that right? Progressing, degressing? I don't know. So you can either cross this terror barrier, or you're not going to experience any positive changes. Only those who take the risk to cross are truly free. Safety can be your prison. Your old routine, your bad habits, these can all be your own personal prison. And sometimes we know exactly what our prison is. Maybe our prison is that we don't manage our time well. Or maybe it's that we don't fix our sleep schedule. Or maybe it's that we allow ourselves to go out too much. Or maybe we don't allow ourselves to go out enough. You know what your potential prisons might be. I don't. I know I have my own that I'm working through. So just sit with that for a second. Like, what is something that you've beaten yourself up over for years, knowing that you need to do this thing, but you haven't been doing it? And you know that one thing might be the thing that makes all the difference. The decision not to is because of this barrier. So here's an example of mine. When I was 18, I had my first experience, or at least the first experience I can remember, with the terror barrier. I was a receptionist for this company called Vector Marketing, or aka the Cutco Knives. Yes, I'm sorry to all the people that I'd cold called back then. My apologies. I was one of those kids. So I was working as a receptionist at first, taking calls, setting meetings, and I did this for about 2 months. And one day, my boss called me into his office, shut the door, and said, "Hey, have a seat. We need to talk." And I was like, "Oh shit, like, did I do something wrong? Am I fired?" Instead, he went over my numbers with me and said, "Hey, you have one of the highest conversion rates as a receptionist. And I just want to know, have you ever considered sales?" And I told him, I was like, "No, I've never considered sales. I'm just not a salesy person. That's just not something I think I would be good at." It's the vanilla blanket answer that I've even heard so many women since then say. And it has nothing to do with our capability or having the personality for sales. It has everything to do with our conditioning. And I was conditioned to believe that that's not what women did. Even though I've always been very much like women empowerment, feminism, woohoo, for whatever reason, there was this idea in my head that I just wouldn't be good at sales. And I had no experience to back that up. And here I had all these numbers, these conversion rates as a receptionist that were great, that were higher than other people on the team. And I still didn't believe I'd be good at this thing. So anyway, he suggested that I step into sales. And of course, I laughed and said no, because it just wasn't a part of my identity at that time. I didn't identify as someone that could do sales. And it was just so foreign to me. And after I told him no several times, and by the way, this is not one of those stories of like, you should keep pursuing a woman when she says no. No, like, that is a totally different scenario, right? Like, he knew me well enough to know that when I was saying no, I was really saying I'm not confident that I could do that. So he asked me again, but this time he presented it in a different way. So first he started by planting a seed, and he told me that only someone who was capable of sales could have the kind of conversion rates that I had as a receptionist. and that I was already doing a form of sales and excelling at it. I just wasn't getting paid as much as a salesperson could. I was getting paid by the hour, because for me, that was comfortable. Getting salary, getting paid by the hour, that was something I knew and I could count. And so for me, that was safety, that was security, that was comfortable. So the idea of transitioning into sales, even though I was excited about it, that was my terror barrier. And so I kept telling him no. I liked knowing what I was going to make every week. I thought this was more stressful than not knowing. Even though I knew that higher risk led to higher reward, even though I knew there were people at this company making more than I was as a receptionist, probably most of the salespeople, I just figured it was something they had and that I didn't. And if I crossed that barrier, I'd be stepping into a role that couldn't guarantee weekly pay, something unknown. And I was trying to save up for college, so I was too terrified to take that risk to try. And that's why they call it the terror barrier. But here's the thing. The terror barrier isn't logical. And we always find ways to justify why we are not crossing it. And we rarely recognize it for what it is in the moment when it's presenting itself. And thankfully, this boss was as stubborn as I was. And so he called me in again, and this time he gave me the push across the terror barrier. And he told me that he would guarantee that no matter what, if I stepped into sales, he personally would guarantee my wage as a receptionist if I didn't sell anything. In other words, if I made nothing, he would guarantee that I would have gotten what I got paid previously as a receptionist for the week. If I made even, okay, he didn't owe me anything. And if I made way more, then I lost nothing anyway. But I gained so much more than money. I gained confidence. So in other words, he basically gave me an offer I couldn't refuse. Like, why wouldn't you say yes to that? So I accepted his help. I accepted the offer. I crossed that barrier for the very first time, albeit with training wheels. And then also like a little motor to get me across. And if you've listened to my podcast before, then you already know that I never had to ask him to make up the difference between what I had made as a receptionist and what I had made as a sales professional. I mean, at first I did break even, and then eventually, I think it was by the third week, is when I started far exceeding what I made as a receptionist. So even in my worst sales weeks, I, at a minimum, made the same, but 99% of the time made more than my best weeks as a receptionist. Because really, there was only 1 week when I didn't, or 2 weeks that I didn't. And so since then, I've crossed the terror barrier many times on my own. When deciding to backpack Europe, when deciding to change careers, hell, even starting this podcast, I had to cross the terror barrier because I thought, who the hell is going to want to listen to me? What do I have to provide anyone? What do I know that I can teach people? And I'm here to tell you that crossing the barrier has worked in my favor every single time. In fact, the only times in life when things didn't work out for me was when I chose safety over the fear of the unknown, when I did not cross this barrier. And I recognize that I am so extremely grateful, lucky, and privileged to have had someone believe in me so much. Like, how many people would have had someone like that in their life do that for them, step up in that way, and help them understand what they're capable of, to give them that confidence? So he helped me build a bridge for me to cross that barrier my first time around. And I believe the universe put him in my path to help me learn this lesson so that I could then share it with others and share it with you. So I hope this episode serves as your bridge, or to help you build your own bridge. And that's why I started this podcast. And that's why I crossed the threshold, because to me, the passion I felt for helping other women do this is why I started this. That's what helped me cross this barrier. So as you're thinking about this terror barrier, you know, it could apply to your career, but it could also apply to so many other things. So how many of you might have stayed in a relationship because you fear what it would be like if you left? How many of you have stayed in a job that drains you because you're afraid you're not good enough for another? How many of you have had an idea that's excited you for years, whether it's a podcast, a blog, having your own store, having your own business, whatever it is, and you've never taken the first step to pursue it because you're afraid of failing? This whole episode is to make you aware, to help you start thinking about where this barrier exists in your life and where you're crossing it and where you're not. And the terror barrier works like this. Let's say you've received a new idea like changing your job, and you're really excited about that idea for a moment, but then this barrier presents itself. And even though you were excited initially, you're not sure what's on the other side of that decision. So all of your old programming and your beliefs creep into your mind in an attempt to convince you why maintaining the status quo is more logical. And most people will acknowledge this intellectual reasoning and let that be the end of a new idea. I'll be the first to admit, I can't tell you how many hundreds of ideas that I've killed, even though they excited me a lot at first. It's like my ego perked its nasty head up when it saw an opportunity for change, and it was like, get that shit out of here, bring out that barrier. Those who are courageous enough to cross this barrier will follow that initial excitement at all costs. And that's why I wanted to bring this conversation up after we talked about passion, because passion's going to help you cross the barrier more often than if you didn't have passion. Like 90% of the time, if you're driven and you're trying to manifest through passion, it's going to help you cross that barrier, because passion is powerful and it will get you to do the things that you don't want to do, because your passion will help you see the bigger picture. And your passion's also a big part of the initial excitement that you are feeling. That initial excitement when you have a new idea is kind of like your soul yelling out, hell yes. And then your mind steps in, your ego steps in, and it's all like, hold on. Let's throw up the red flags here. We're not sure about this. It sounds scary. Let's throw in some logic here to reel this bitch in, because we're not thrilled about the idea of change. And so then we step back, we decide to stay where we are, we tell ourselves, we convince ourselves why this actually makes more sense. And does it really? It might not. It might just be that that's the comfortable decision, and that's what your ego wants. But that's not necessarily what's best for you. So follow that initial excitement. So now that we know what this barrier is, let's talk about how to get across it. And crossing it is so damn simple. So simple that you already know how to do it. I probably don't even have to tell you, but I'm going to anyway, because it's a part of the episode and I want to be helpful. To cross the terror barrier, you have to take action. Action towards change. You have to be willing to step into the unknown. Taking that first step, no matter how small it seems, and you can make it as small as you need to. If you need micro steps, take micro steps. Just begin taking action toward that new idea and do not stop taking action. Don't just take one small step and then stop. You have to continuously keep taking small steps, and the barrier is going to keep presenting itself and you have to keep crossing. So using the example of that career change, the person who crosses the terror barrier might start to look at requirements they need for a new job. They might look on Glassdoor. They might research companies that align with their new shift. They might even talk to a recruiter or tell their network that they're looking. Perhaps they take a bigger jump and even begin applying. They take action and they keep taking action. They don't just stop after one or two things. Crossing the barrier is not a one-time event. It's not something you do once per idea, as much as I wish that were the case. You'll have to make a continuous effort, a commitment to continue crossing this every single day with every single task. Most people might only cross this barrier a few times in life, only to hop back over into safety as soon as they can, claiming they tried. They might hop over the barrier, take a few actions even, over a span of a few weeks, and then decide it's not working and go back to their old ways before they've had a chance to see their actions become fruitful. Because the thing with manifestations, there's always a delay, right? So you make the decision to cross the barrier, you start taking these actions, and then it's going to take a minute for your reality to catch up. And for some people, they decide to hop back over to their comfort zone before this reality comes to fruition. And then what do they say? See, I told you this manifestation thing doesn't work. When in reality, they didn't give it enough time to try, to see. In the times I've done this in my life, it's always been directly correlated to my self-worth. I didn't think it was going to work out anyway, even though I was taking the action, so I might as well just stop. I would say 9 times out of 10, my self-worth, my confidence is always the thing that makes me step back over to safety. So don't let that be you. You have to make a decision to keep taking actions toward your new idea, to lean into that passion, to grasp into that so that that way it's helping you take these actions because you're so freaking excited about the idea. You're so passionate that you almost have no choice but to keep taking small actions. So passion is very much tied to helping you cross the terror barrier. And every time you take another action, you're beginning to override the programming that's screaming at you to stop. So taking action will help you dismantle some of those old beliefs you have that don't want you to keep going. Taking action will override your past conditioning. And eventually, the new idea that you were so excited about that you've decided to pursue will seep into your subconscious. But it'll take a few weeks, if not a few months. You have to keep taking the small actions. And once that new idea, that passion has had a chance to seep into your subconscious, shit, things are going to change for you quite a bit. And it's going to be pretty profound for you to stop, take a moment, look back on the last 6 months and be like, holy shit, things have changed. Once your new idea is embedded into your subconscious, your reality will begin to reflect an entirely new scenario for yourself. And the question everyone asks is, well, how long will this take? Well, how deep is your internal programming? I have no idea what you have stored within you, and I bet you don't either. I don't even know what all I have stored within me. The point is, we don't need to know how long it's going to take or how deep some of our internal programming is. We just need to keep taking action, step by step, until one day we wake up and we realize that everything we wanted has come to fruition. We've completely altered our way of thinking, acting, being, doing. Our identity is completely different. The terror barrier never fully goes away. It's a decision and a commitment that you'll have to continue making. And over time, it does get easier to cross. So instead of an ocean, it's like a stream. And you'll eventually become someone who becomes resilient enough to withstand the fear that this barrier creates anyway. So it just doesn't seem like that big of a deal. You still feel it. There are still times when you second guess it, but you continue to take action because you know how rewarding that is for you at this point. You'll become someone who's so used to crossing it regardless that it just becomes more of a reminder than a barrier. You can do hard things. And there are so many beautiful ideas out there just waiting for you to say yes, to take action. And how different would your life be if you just said yes, accepted, and leapt forward? So if you want to hear more about the terror barrier from the expert himself, I will link some videos to Bob Proctor's lecture as well as his blog in the show notes so you can continue diving into this topic if it really resonates. And if you want some inspiration to help you choose that crazy idea or to help you find your passion, I highly, highly, highly recommend Elizabeth Gilbert's book, Big Magic. And I'll also link that in the show notes in case you're interested in checking that book out. So I hope this episode has encouraged you to find your passion, lean into it, and cross the terror barrier. Say yes to the things that you've postponed saying yes to. Thank y'all so much for hanging out with me today. Have a fantastic rest of your week, and I will catch y'all in the next episode. Until then, go out there and manifest some miracles. I hope y'all enjoyed today's episode. If you want to check out the show notes, head over to www.themodernmanifestation.com/blog. If you're loving this podcast, please drop me a review, share this episode with a loved one, and follow me on Instagram @modernmanifestation. I love y'all so much, and thanks for listening.